Good morning. We're learning Chayodim, Klalvov. We're looking at Simon Beis. So as introduction to this Simon, there is a discussion in the Poskim whether a person says a main to his own bracha. The Gemara says a person does not say a main to his own bracha, but a person, I already said what my thoughts are, and they're saying, not only that, I believe it's true. Of course you believe it's true. You said that it's true. So what's the chiddush of saying amen? Amen is to be ma'ameis, and say what we just said is true. So of course it's true. So where's the question? The question is, it may be when a person says a series of brachas to show that the series of brachas has ended, it would be appropriate to say amen at that time. And we have an example in benching after the first three brachas, which are the raisa, before the fourth bracha, which is the rabbanon, we say b'nei v'racham av Yerushalayim. Amen, we say amen after our own bracha. So what about other scenarios of that sort? So the Shulchan Aruch says you would say amen, and the Ramah says you don't. So therefore we do not say, and examples of this would be by Ma'ariv, Midin of the Gemara, there are four brachas said, two before Shema and two after Shema. And after Shemer Mo Yisrael Avad, according to Shulchan Aruch, you answer amen, and that's what the Sfaradim do. Shemer Mo Yisrael Avad, amen. And for the Ashkenazim, we say Shemer Amar Yisolohad, and that's it. We don't answer Amen. If we hear the Shliach Tzibur saying a bracha, so we answer Amen. So what will be in a scenario where we finish our bracha at the same time as the Shliach Tzibur? So we're not answering Amen in our own bracha. We're answering Amen on the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur or of somebody else next to us. So in a scenario where I have an issue of hefsek, obviously it's an issue. I can't say bracha tosh amalekim achalom shekol ni'abid v'ro and then answer Amen. I have to eat immediately. Or drink immediately. But I'm saying Birchas HaShachar, Asher Nassan Nasech Bibino Lahavchim and Yama Ben Loyal, and the person next to me is saying at the same time. So I finish my bracha, and he's finishing the same bracha. So do I answer Amen or not? So Zach the Chayotim, Ein Oinen Amen al Birchas Atzmut. You do not answer Amen, you do not say Amen on your own bracha. I feel him Saim HaBracha, Im HaShatz, Ein Oinen. Even if you finish a bracha at the same time as somebody else, the Shliach Tzibur or another individual, you do not answer Amen. Now, however, you're saying two different brachas. So then you would answer Amen. So Reuben is saying, Shosali called Sarki, and Shimon is saying, Hamechi Misadi Gover. And Reuben finishes the bracha, and he realizes that Shimon just finished the bracha at the same time as him. So Reuben would answer Amen to Shimon's bracha, because that he has not said at all. So he should answer Amen. He's saying Amen immediately after his own bracha. We understand it's not on his bracha, it's on something else. But if they both were saying the same bracha at the same time, he would not answer Amen. What about the following scenario? That we said there is an opinion, the Shulchan Aruch holds, that if a person is saying a bracha, which is the end of a series, you say Amen on your own bracha. So Ashkenazim don't do that. But what about if he's Reuven is saying Shemir Bo Yisulavad, and Shimon next to him is saying also Shemir Bo Yisulavad, or the Shliach Tzibur is saying Shemir Bo Yisulavad. So we should argue over here, since there is somebody else's bracha, they answer Amen to, number one. And two, even the Shulchan Aruch says that even on your own bracha, you can answer Amen. So maybe we should answer Amen over there. So he says we do answer Amen over there, and he gives us three examples of this. One example is, V'chein Mesayim Yishtabach Yehalucha Acher Halal. V'chein Be'arvis Bircha Shemir Amo Yisrael Lavad. So the Shemir Mo Yisrael Lavad in the Ma'ariv is a series. There's a series of brachas, with Chazar Masakin to say, and this is the last bracha. By Pesukah Dezimra, that's also true. Chazar Masakin to say a bracha before Pesukah Dezimra, Baruch Shomer. Chazar Masakin to say a bracha after Pesukah Dezimra, the paragraph of Yishtabach and the bracha, which ends off the Melech Keel Chayolamim, or Melech Yechi Keel Chayolamim. So that's the end of it. That's a bracha. That bracha is for this is part of a series. There was a bracha before, and there's a bracha afterwards. Or halal. There's a bracha before. Likra is a halal. And there's a bracha afterwards. You have the paragraph of Yehalalucha. And Melech Mula Batish Bechois. You end off with Melech Mula Batish Bechois at the end of halal. So that's a series of brachas. The beginning, the bracha before halal, and the bracha after halal. So in all of those scenarios, if you say it, if you finish it at the same time as the Shliach Tzibur, Oinen Amen. Why? The Kivan, Shehu Siyam Beis Brachas, Hanu Baruch Shomer V'Yishtabach, it's the end of two brachas. V'chein Bracha Rishon L'Kris Halo V'Yaluch, it's the bracha before Halo and afterwards. The Yesh Oimrim, the Lo'olam Acher Siyam Beis Brachas, the Solokin Yonah, Oinen Amen Acher Birchas Atzmai. at the end of a series of brachas, you say amen. So we don't do that normally, but at least in this scenario where it comes in conjunction with the shatz, we would say that. So we're not going to say amen normally, but under the circumstances that you're finished the same time as the shliach tzibur, you would answer amen. And that's why we, in order to show that the brachas the rice have ended, we say amen after B'nai B'racha B'Yerushalayim, even though we're just saying in our own bracha. Have a good morning.